Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Rayan Walters, and this is Uncover Politics. It is my pleasure to have your company. You can now join the program on any platform of your choice at Uncover Politics on anchor.fm/Rayan-Walters. Uncover Politics on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Cast, Overcast, at Twitter at Walters Rayan, and on Facebook at Rayan Walters. Wherever in the world you are tuning from, I am delighted to have your company. Please also remember to like, subscribe, and share your feedback. This podcast is committed to providing you with a new experience, better understanding, and a microscopic view of politics in every sense imaginable. We are going to be discussing the political upheavals, tensions, success and their failures, and their everyday impacts on our lives from Europe, North, Central and South America, Asia, Africa, and the Caribbean in just 10 minutes or less. Now, listeners, in recent days, we have seen and heard and read of the uptake of violence in the Middle East, specifically focusing on the Israel and Hamas border dispute in terms of those rockets that has been fired at Israel and the usual role that the United States of America would play in these disputes that has been happening for decades. You know, persons have born and lived and died in these unstable geopolitical discourse, specifically in this region. Historically, once there is a war between Israel and Hamas or Israel and Palestine, for the want of a better word, the United States of America, which by far Israel is its strongest ally in that part of the world, would immediately request a ceasefire from the bully pulpit. Whosoever is standing behind that bully pulpit or sits in the Oval Office. We have seen a different approach from the Biden-led administration. And the approach of silent diplomacy that they have resorted to in terms of trying to bring about an amicable solution, a peaceful ending to the ongoing disputes between Israel and Hamas. And one begs the question, was that the most effective way that the United States of America should have gone about the business of requesting a ceasefire? There are a lot of civilian casualties. When you think of children, then obviously it would have drawn the attention of the world. And the United States of America decided to use silent diplomacy based on the words that was echoed by the Biden press secretary, Ms. Jen Psaki. She said in a recent press briefing or press release that the administration is using silent diplomacy rather than trying to use a three-state solution between Israel and its neighbor and America. They have decided to use a multilateral approach in terms of having the countries of the Arab region voice their opinion and concerns as to the way forward. Now, Biden urges de-escalation in Israel-Gaza fighting. Netanyahu says will press on. And we understand that Israel and Gaza militants vowed to keep fighting after U.S. President Joe Biden urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to seek a de-escalation on Wednesday on the path to a ceasefire in the 10-day conflict. An Egyptian security force said the two sides had agreed in principle to a ceasefire after help from mediators, although details were still being negotiated in secret amid public denials of a deal to prevent it from collapsing. Palestinian health officials, listeners, said that since fighting began on May 10, 228 people had been killed in aerial bombardments that have worsened an already dire humanitarian situation in Gaza. Israeli authorities put the death toll at 12 in Israel, where repeated rocket attacks have caused panic and sent people rushing into shelter. So there is no doubt that there is a serious issue that is happening. And if this war between Israel and Gaza continues, then we will see even more dire circumstances will happen to this region, an already overburdened socioeconomic struggles in the region will become very worst. And the regional and US-led diplomatic efforts to secure a ceasefire have intensified but so far failed. Cross-border fire continued unabated after Biden's latest call for calm, and Gaza's Islamic rulers, Hamas and other militants, vowed defiant. Netanyahu has repeatedly hailed what he has described as support from the United States, Israel's main ally, for a right to self-defense in battling attacks from Gaza, home to 2 million Palestinians. But Biden put the Israeli leader on notice in a telephone call that it was time to lower the intensity of the conflict. And so the two leaders had a detailed discussion on the state of events in Gaza. Israel's progress is degrading the capabilities of Hamas and other terrorist elements, and ongoing diplomatic efforts by regional governments and the United States. We understand that it is very difficult for them to come to any form of amicable agreement. And so, even though there is a cry by Biden, rightfully so, many quarters said it is too late. And so you wonder that if he is crying for a ceasefire, and the press secretary, prior to that announcement being made by the president, said there was silent diplomacy, who was involved in these so-called silent diplomacy? What was the aim of the silent diplomacy? And have it failed? After 10 days and counting, we realize that both countries are defiant. I agree that Israel has a right to defend its sovereignty and defend its security from all local and foreign terrorists. And if the United States is calling for a ceasefire, then I want to see a more strident effort by not just the US and the Western world, but a more forceful effort on the other countries in the Arab world who are neighbors and will be impacted by this in some way, form, or shape, that they have to ensure that, you know, they move with a certain degree of political alacrity in encouraging a ceasefire or a peace truce between Israel and Hamas. And this has been a long-standing dispute between these nations. And the question is, whatever dispute is happening, or whatever the reasons for these historical conflicts, is it really a two-state solution? Can both countries, at the heart of this conflict, sit, come to an amicable agreement to put an end to this deadly and year-long violence, war that has been plaguing the nations. Is it time for more forceful diplomatic and, if needs be, military intervention by outside forces to bring an end to what is happening? I hope that we are at the ending of this war between these two nations, because serious geopolitical stability is at stake. Thank you for listening.